Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb G, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes. Here we're looking at Pesachim 57, Gemara talking about the tremendous consumption of food in the house of Yochanan ben Narbai. They said about Yochanan ben Narbai that he would eat 300 calves and drink 300 kegs of wine for dinner. And eat 40 se'ah of young birds for dessert. They also said in all the days of Yochanan ben Narbai, leftover sacrificial meat was never found in the temple. The notes point out that Brisa does not mean that Yochanan personally consumed all this food. Rather, he was a very generous man, supported many kohanim in his house, as Rashi points out. The Torah states regarding the Todah offering, you should not leave any of it until morning. From here we derive that it is prohibited to leave over the meat of any offering past its allotted time. And because of Yochanan's largesse, many Kohanim other than those serving in the weekly Mishmar were located in Jerusalem on a permanent basis. These priestly guests of Yochanan were thus able and available to consume any surplus sacrificial meat, and for that reason leftovers were never found in the temple during the days of Yochanan ben Narbai. Pointed out in the notes from Chedushe Chassam Sofer. We should try to be on some small level like this wonderful role model, this wonderful figure of Yochanan ben Narbai, a sage that this person from the Gemara, who I didn't even hear about beforehand. This person would feed so many people, would have such tremendous chesed, such tremendous hachnasas orachim. And a lot of us think, I thought I was good at hachnasas orachim. I thought I was good at chesed. Look at this person who single-handedly supported so many people, allowed them to stay in Yerushalayim, to be near the temple, to be near the Beit HaMikdash, to be near the Beis HaMikdash with his tremendous amount of chesed and hachnasas orachim. We should try on some small level to try to emulate the wonderful deeds that this Yochanan ben Narbai did, whatever we can in our own ways, in our own small ways, when we could feed others, when we can have others for meals, when we could cook for others, we could donate to others. If you have $200 for tzedakah, where are you going to give it to? A lot of times, a lot of us will give it to one place, but maybe spread out to be generous to different organizations. If you have some extra food that you're having for dinner, give it out to other people. Try to emulate this person, Yochanan ben Narbai, with achnasas orchem, with taking care of others, with feeding people and taking care of people on some small level in all of your days. Just as he would take care of a lot of people, feed a lot of people, host a lot of people, so should we do in all of our own small ways in all of our days. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 58 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.